Hey, everybody, what's up? I hope you're having a fantastic Monday morning. I wanted to come at you with something that I was thinking about last night, or the past few nights, actually, because it's become an ever more and ever increasing part of my schedule, and that is the incredible value of making sure that you use all of your time. So if you follow the podcast, if you follow my stream, you're pretty aware of the obvious uses of my time, right? Like when you see me online, you know that took time. You know, obviously I'm there for 8 hours. I was streaming for 8 hours. You see a YouTube video, you're like, oh, well, he made that YouTube video. You see a podcast, you know it took time to do that podcast. There is so much that goes on behind the scenes that nobody sees, that I do. And it made me realize that there's probably a lot of you that are out there making content and getting really frustrated when you have to do behind the scenes stuff, whether it's like audio balancing, working on your overlays, name a thing. You're sitting there and you're like, God damn it. Like this is not what I want to do. This isn't public facing. It's not going to provide me any benefit. There's nobody following this. There's nobody liking this. And I wanted to talk about two things. One, there's no reason why you can't document that process. Okay. whatever it is. So you could at least have some traction there because people love seeing how the sausage is made. But the more important thing that I wanted to point out is that the things that you do when no one is looking and no one may ever know about, that is the variable. That is the variable to success. It really, really is. You know, there isn't a business owner on the planet that spends all of their time doing exactly what you would assume that they do for their business. In fact, you would probably wouldn't be off base to assume that like 10 to 20% of the things that they're doing, like that's all you see. The rest of the stuff you don't see. And honestly, you know, I find that for me, the hours between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., which I'm usually awake, are the hours where I'm putting in the time to do the things that have the highest potential to completely change my life. That's when I do a lot of research. That's when I do a lot of learning and focusing in on, you know, like market dynamics for King's Coast, or learning more about different cryptocurrency projects that I might want to invest in, or learning about, you know, learning or watching other broadcasters to see if there's, you know, features that are out there in the ecosystem that I'm missing, or working with Tullis or coming up with an idea to kind of, you know, broadcast or make the distribution of my content more familiar across all platforms. Like last night I was working and I text, you know, Tullis and I said, hey, we should make Instagram story templates so that whenever we put up a podcast episode or whenever we put up a YouTube video, we should be posting an Instagram story that's like nice and branded and allows us to put the text in that's important, which we should have been doing for 6 months, but we haven't been. And it was something I was completely missing. But if I wouldn't have taken that time to sort of step back from all of the physical doing, right, and take a step back and like look at the track, look at how everything was laid out, and realize like, oh, these are the failure points, these are the things that I'm missing, then I would have never come up with that idea. So no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, I will challenge you to do this. Have you been avoiding doing things that are not public facing because you think they won't have value? If you are, I challenge you to take one fucking hour every day, turn it all off and examine, learn, grow in a different direction, follow another passion and see what happens. You know, you never know which one of those things could be the ones that change your life. I have an ever-growing level of confidence that the time I've been putting in late nights learning about blockchain technology and cryptocurrency and all this other stuff and the connections I've made in that community will more than likely be the big upheaval, life-changing stuff that I got involved in. As impressive, insane, and cool, as live streaming has been, and being an early adapter in the Twitch space, Being in even earlier in another space feels like it's cool. So I could be dead ass wrong about this, but if I'm not, I wanted to put that down here. And if I'm right, future us listening to this in like 5 years will be like, damn, bro man called it. If not, we can just fucking walk away from it together. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I hope this finds you well on a Monday. Sit down, examine the time you spend, put some time in behind the scenes, make it better. And I'll talk to you next time. Peace.